there! You are staff, yes? Good. Then I need your assistance. You must let the director know I am here to see her, post haste. Excuse me? No, I will not have a seat just over there. I am a very busy woman, and I did not come here just to wait. It is simply a courtesy to give that old hag a fair warning of my arrival, so you had better hurry. Yes, yes, I've got it. Top floor, 7th office on the left. Yes, floor plans are a beautiful thing, aren't they? Ta-ta! Now let's see. Elevators should be... Ah, yes. Right down this hall. Ugh, demons help me. It's sickening that there are no back entrances to the top floor. The director's sadistic streak has certainly grown over the years, seemingly only matched by her greed. Ah, there we go. That old hag must be keeping the money all to herself. This place is in sore need for renovations. Even the elevators are slow. About time. There we go. I do hope my future investment is still in good shape, or this will have all been for naught. What's this then? Did the director truly send guards to escort little old Delilah? What is the director afraid of? I am here only to make an offer for a piece of her property. This moment with you lot will run too long if I do not act quickly. So, how about this? Surely you gentlemen are not beholden to the director for anything more than money. And even if she pays you handsomely, the money is not worth your lives. Correct? Indeed. Then surely some of you have heard what happens when humans are injected with the heat suppressants you lot give to the Necos here. Yes? And what about the ADM serum? Ah, a well-educated lot. What a pleasant surprise. I'll be on my way then. Good day, gentlemen. Hello, dear ready to leave so early in the day? Were you planning to avoid me, dear director? Please do not flee on my account. I am not here to cause you harm or trouble. In fact, I am here to help you. Oh, do not give me that expression. I do not speak lies. In fact, I am here to offer you a fair sum of money to take a troublesome piece of property off of your hands. You'll see, I have heard through the grapevine that she has been causing you a number of headaches. What with the murders and all. Oh, accidental as they may be. Even the manor's reputation has taken a severe hit, and now she won't even sell as a defective. Isn't that right? She is costing you quite a bit of money, isn't she? You feed her again and again, and yet she remains famished. You want to cut your losses, but you simply can't let her walk free. Not with what she knows. But disposing of her is less preferable. It is hard to get your hands on a Neko these days, is it not? Plus, disposing of her is not a cheap task either, is it? Even if you did dispose of her, then how would you ever recoup all of the money you have poured into her? Ah, I can see this is a sore spot for you. Making mistakes is very embarrassing, isn't it? It isn't her fault, though, is it? Indeed, it would be most wise for you to take this up with the handler who brought her here. Have you honestly not educated your staff on the husbandry needed for such a creature? This seems like a glaring oversight. A huge embarrassment for the director of such a esteemed place of business. Oh, your ignorance will be your undoing before long, Director. Ah, but that is where I come in. You see, I could provide the right environment for the little Moggy. You are well aware of my line of work. You know what I do, and you know my dealings remain very private. So that is to say, your secret, it would be very safe with me, as would the Moggy. Of course, I do not expect you to have even a shred of benevolence in that black heart of yours, and so, not only will I take that troublesome Moggy off of your hands, I will pay you for the pleasure to do so. Still, I will not offer as much as she would fetch on the auction, but it is not as though you dare put her up for bid again. Now would you? Yes, surely you are not that dumb. So, why not cut your losses here and now and accept my generous offer? Use some of the funds to renovate this dump. And I will take my new investment home today. How about it? Yes? Excellent. I think that concludes our meeting. Just have them drop the Moggy off at the entrance. I will pick her up there and be on my way. Oh dear, what in Bellumbra is that for? Wait, little Moggy, are you all right? Is this your blood? Huh? No, it's not mine. It's my roommate. They brought her back, but she was unconscious. I ran over and tried to wake her, but she just started throwing up. I didn't know what to do. She's been sick since they brought her here, but never this bad. I didn't know. What was I supposed to do? A Signeco? She did not happen to have long white hair or rosy golden eyes, did she? How did you know?